special thanks to the Honorable Minister Adam, Honorable Minister Abubakar, and Governor Addison for inviting me. I'm pleased to announce that the IMF's Executive Board approved the completion of the second review of Ghana's three-year IMF-supported program on Friday, June 28. This triggers an immediate release of $360 million, bringing total disbursements since May last year to about $1.6 billion. Ghana has truly come a long way. Confronted with a severe economic and financial crisis in 2022, the Ghanaian authorities embarked on a comprehensive reform program aimed at restoring macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability and laying the foundations for a robust and inclusive recovery. The progress Ghana has made is impressive. On the fiscal front, to bring public finances back on a sustainable track, the government has continued to adjust the policy of Ghana's three-year IMF-supported program recovery. The progress Ghana has made is impressive. On the fiscal front, to bring public finances to adjust the policy stance. The government's primary balance improved by 4 percentage points of GDP last year, which is quite remarkable. Its revenue will exceed non-interest expenditure for improving the efficiency of public spending. Crucially, these interventions are accompanied by efforts to protect the vulnerable, who are most affected during adjustment programs. For example, the 2024 budget has boosted allocations toward the school feeding and other key programs. To foster durable fiscal consolidation and increase resilience against shocks, ambitious structural reforms are being implemented. And these reforms span tax policy, revenue management, public financial management, and are also addressing inefficiencies in the energy and cocoa sector. The government has made significant headways in its debt restructuring strategy. Most recently, the government's agreement with Ghana's official creditor committee under the G20 Common Framework on a memorandum of understanding formalizing the agreement in principle reached last January was a key milestone, and so was the agreement in principle reached with representatives of Eurobond holders. The Bank of Ghana has kept a prudent monetary policy stance, helping push inflation down. It has also taken steps to rebuild Ghana's international reserves. Additionally, the authority's economic reform program includes measures to ensure financial stability and to make the environment more conducive to private investment and job creation. Overall, performance under the IMF-supported program has been generally strong. Ghana has met all quantitative performance criteria and almost all the indicative targets, and good progress was made on key structural milestones. All of these efforts are yielding positive results. Signs of economic stabilization are emerging. For example, economic growth has proven more resilient than initially envisaged. Therefore, we are revising our growth projection up from 2.8 to 3.1% for 2024. Inflation is declining rapidly from 54% in December 2022 to 23% in May 2024. And Ghana's international reserves have been increasing. Looking ahead, staying the course by adhering to the committed policy and reform agenda remains essential to fully restore macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability, especially in the context of the upcoming general elections. We welcome the commitment from Minister Adam and various other government officials to stay the course on reforms. Let me end by reiterating the IMF's unwavering commitment to continue supporting Ghana. The completion of the second review marks another important milestone in the journey to recovery and towards building a flourishing economy that uplifts every Ghanaian. Thank you.